This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Hiplin. The University of Arkansas Board of Trustees today approved a $160 million expansion of Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville. It will add thousands of seats, mostly in luxury suites and clubs. It will also include rebuilding part of the Broyles Athletic Center. Backers say it's vital for the university and will be paid back through donations and ticket revenue. The vote was 8-2. One of those voting against it, former Senator David Pryor, spoke with me about why he doesn't like the sound of it.
Well, I will be the first to admit that if we want a bond issue to lower tuition or to do something about scholarships, or if we want to build new classrooms or dormitories or chemistry labs, count me in. I'm going to try to help in any way I can there. However, I don't think our priorities right now should be going to a football stadium that's used 6 days a year. And this will be for the wealthiest of our population who can afford these, what you might call the plush new seats in the stadium. There will be not one new student seat, not one new general admission seat. And this is a project that is going to add about 3,000 seats to the stadium. And I don't think we're getting much bang for our buck out of that. In addition to this, we've always said that this university is about students. But I don't think students came first in this. And I think students actually are not going to benefit from this. Not one student of the 26,000 and some odd students in Fayetteville has ever contacted me in support of this massive bond issue and going in debt for just 3,000 extra seats. And then they said, well, it's going to help recruitment. I said, well, you take a young man's 18 years old from Crossett or Camden or Mayflower or wherever it might be coming up to Fayetteville, and he looks up at the stadium and says, well, we've got only 72,000 versus 75,000 seats. I don't think they care about that. And I just think this is the wrong thing to do at this time. But it's passed. It passed 8-2. And eventually in the next board meeting, perhaps, or one of the board meetings coming up, we will have to actually vote to issue the bonds for this project.
There's been the suggestion by the athletic department that in today's environment, it's more important than ever for universities to have these luxury seats and for, as you said, recruitment and just to be able to compete against other universities.
Well, there's a book out I've recently read, and it's really a fascinating book. It's called The $1 Billion Ball, and it's about how college athletics have gotten out of control and about how much they're paying coaches, about how much they're paying training staff, how much they're paying assistants. And you compare that to an economics professor or an engineering student or trying to make ends meet in tuition and things of this nature. This whole stadium thing doesn't help in any way toward tuition or scholarships or keeping kids in school. It just doesn't help that way. And that's why I say this is not a student-interested challenge for us right now, project, because the students don't benefit from it. No new student seats. And I've had not one student argue for me to vote for this proposed expansion of the north end of the stadium.
That's former Senator and former Arkansas Governor, now a member of the Board of Trustees with the University of Arkansas System, David Pryor. Thanks very much for your time.
Yes, thank you, Michael.